brings up second down. First down marker is at the 2 yard line, the 3 yard line, I take that back, of Cass City. High reach with the ball, knocking on the door yet again. They have a 35-0 lead over Cass City. Dalton Oakey checks in for Mitch Hearn.
Tackler there, number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell.
3:35 now left in the third quarter. Running clock situation. T formation for Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz, Devin Lemansky, and Brandon Puff in the backfield. Shelkey is under center. And he hands this off to Puff. Same play. Hits the left gap. Gets down close to the first down marker. He's down to the 4 yard line. Going to be shy of the first down by a yard. And now a third down. Definitely manageable. A yard to go.
And again, Sawyer Cuthrell first on the scene for the Cass City defense.
Mitch Hearn comes back in for Dalton Oakey, replacing each other, bringing in the play, trying to speed up the high reach attack, even though they don't need to anymore. It's almost like high reach, even though they're huddling up, looks like the Oregon offense out there.
They do. They're playing in a hurry. They've got guys hustling in and off the field, trying to keep Cass City from making too many substitutions.
T formation, third in the yard, off to Austin Seltz, and he's into the end zone, untouched. Austin Seltz, fourth touchdown of the night, now makes it 41-0. Harbor Beach over Cass City with 2:43 left in the third quarter.
And Harbor Beach not doing anything but trying to just run the clock down as far as they can. Nobody able to stop them right now. They just run the ball. Doesn't matter if it's first and 10 or if it's fourth and 7. It doesn't matter. Just run the ball at the wing tee. And right now, Austin Seltz having a phenomenal game.
5 minutes, 24 seconds, 49 yards. Results in the touchdown for Austin Seltz. They bring out the kicking unit for with Mitch Hearn. Chris Keyes holding for the extra point here. Trying to make this 42-0. The kick is up and it is good. It's 42-0. Harbor Beach over Cass City with 2:43 left in the third quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun. Mount and bore sight scopes and even custom sight in service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 4th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day-only open house pricing. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Harbor Beach leads over Cass City, 2:43 left in the third quarter. Drew Loomis brings us in at the 5 yard line. He has plenty of room to run. He's out to the 25, still on his feet. And Austin Ginther brings him down at the 27. And we have a little bit of extracurricular activity away from the ball as a flag flies as two players look like Monday Night Raw out there for a second. They're about 30 yards away from the play. It's involving number 29, Jacob Finkel of Harbor Beach. More than likely, he will be the one.
And number 33, T.J. Moore of Cass City.
We do not like to see that. Of course, it's getting a little chippy out there with the score of 42-0. However, you got to keep your the head cool out there.
It's actually a hold against the Cass City return team.
So we won't worry about the retaliation. It's going to be a hold against Cass City. So it's going to be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. They're saying from the end of the run, it'll be 10 yards from there. So from the 24 back to the 14 after a nice Drew Loomis return, pushes them back actually at the 17. 17-yard line they'll start off. We're not too worried. Austin Ginther, of course, brought down the return there with authority. 2:23 left in the third, 42-0. Harbor Beach over Cass City, Mason Erla, and the Cass City offense on the field. Right to left across your radio, they're at their own 17. 83 yards stand between them and a score, and also 11 black jerseys. Hand off to Sawyer Cuthbert around the left side. He's brought down by number 34, Tyler Vollmering, the linebacker, second string junior, 180 pounds, 6 foot, but not before a 5-yard gain for Sawyer Cuthrell. Now second and 5 for Cassidy. Minute 45 left in the third.
At the half, Lakers lead Ubley 20-16.
Say that score again there, Dave.
Lakers 20, Ubley 16.
Okay. And it's a handoff right through the middle to number 11, Drew Loomis, who is out for the running from the 22 all the way out to the 33-yard line, 11-yard gain. Shot out like out of a cannon. Brings up now, moves the chains for Cass City, first and 10.
Chris Keyes makes the tackle for the Pirate defense.
Cass City out of their huddle, sticking to the T formation off the left hash at their own 33-yard line. First and 10, less than a minute to play in the third. Erla hands it off to Cuthrell with lead blockers around the right end. And just depends how if he has the edge, and he does not. He is brought down at the line of scrimmage by number 29 and 20 for Harbor Beach, Chris Keyes and Jacob Finkel. Jacob Finkel plays cornerback for Harbor Beach. Chris Keyes also a cornerback in the secondary. As Sawyer Cuthrell, no gain on that play. Now brings up second and 10 from the 33 on the far hash with 20 seconds left in the third.
And with this wing T defense, you're seeing what looks like a whole bunch of linebackers out there. Guys like Keyes, Finkel, normally your defensive backs, have crept way up into the box to help slow down that running offense.
Second and 10, T formation. They hand it off right up the gut.
Number 11 is the ball carrier.
Drew Loomis, the senior, who hits the line with full force out to the 39-yard line. A gain of 6 yards. Going to bring up, is that a third down or a fourth down? But third down coming up, but that is the conclusion of the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up. Harbor Beach 42, Cass City nothing on the WIW Sports Network.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Third and 4 coming up for Cass City to start the fourth quarter here from their own 39-yard line. Left or right across your radio now are the Red Hawks. Still scoreless tonight. Harbor Beach 42-0. Running clock situation here in the second half. T formation for Mason Erla.
Cass City looking here to get a first down. Hopefully get some momentum back on their side.
And right, it's a handoff right up the middle. They have the first down by 3 yards out of the bottom of that pile. Number 6, Cuthrell, and he gets enough for the first down. They're going to mark him down right at the 45-yard line, a 6-yard pickup, first and 10 for the Red Hawks.
Outside of that fumble, Sawyer Cuthrell really has a pretty solid game going tonight. He's got 74 yards rushing on the ground so far, and he's found a few holes in this Harbor Beach defense at times. Number 21, Devin Lemansky, had the tackle on that last play.
Same formation for Cass City here. And they break out